Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we have been hearing and we've been watching the devastation of the Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Louisiana. We've seen heart-wrenching scenes. We've seen heartwarming scenes. People working together, trying to rescue one another. And down the road here, as weeks continue, we will see the waters recede, and that's when picking up the pieces really begins. Right now it's a survival mode, but it's when they'll be picking up the pieces. They'll find more devastation. They'll find more life lost. And, It's something that we all need to be on our knees and in prayer for, and I don't want to make light of that in any way, shape, size, or form. This nation is going through an awful, awful lot right now, and we need to be on our knees anyway, but right now we have an awful lot of brothers and sisters that they need lifted up. They need lifted up. And in thinking of this, I have with me today Melody Cederstrom, and she and I do a show prior to this show called Power Talks. It's on shortwave, and I told her today I'm kind of getting confused because I'm doing so many shows today, and she said, well, she was too. So we're doing so many shows and trying to keep all our articles and everything straight and what we're going to talk about in each one of them, and it's a juggling, not just juggling in your hands but in your brain, and sometimes that gets more difficult. I received this yesterday, and it's a joke. And I think maybe we need a little levity. We need to look at what's going on. The politics of today has become so insane and so hateful and so convoluted and confusing. And this is a joke, but it kind of puts things in perspective in a little way. Now, I didn't tell Melody I was going to share this joke, so she's going to have to stand by here. This is how we're going to explain the politics of today. I told my son, you will marry the girl I choose. And he said, no. I told him, she's Bill Gates' daughter. He said, yeah, yes. I called Bill Gates and said, I want your daughter to marry my son. Bill Gates said, no. I told Bill Gates, my son is the CEO of the World Bank. Bill Gates said, okay. I called the president of the World Bank, and I asked him to make my son the CEO, and he said, no. I told him, well, my son is Bill Gates' son-in-law. He says, okay. The moral of this is that's exactly how it works in politics. They just wheel and deal, make those deals, and it's kind of circle reasoning, but they get her done, unfortunately, at our expense. Melody, I hope you enjoyed that.
That was very cute. Yes, I did.
Sometimes my buddies, you know, the listeners, they'll send me something, and it's just, you know, I've got another one that's a whole bunch of liners, but we won't do that today. But I thought, you know, this is really kind of what the D.C. occupiers occupying in offices and cutting deals do, you know. He got it all finagled and worked out, didn't he?
Yeah, and the thing of it, it's kind of like almost, and again, you know, the promises of tax cuts, the promises of, you know, of infrastructure spending. People have gone out expecting those deals to be done, and, you know, they're going out making agreements and spending money, and yet those things have yet to materialize. And I never, you know, it's pretty big. I mean, these are pretty big policies to complete in a mere 6, 7, 8 months. So I get that and I understand that. But it surprises me that so many people thought it would be done in such a short period of time. But business decisions haven't been made and people are out there spending money like, hey, you know, we're heading into a new paradigm that everything is there to be made and dealt with, and things will get done. So it does kind of remind me of your little story.
Well, I thought that story was pretty cute. I didn't know where it was going until I got to the end. That's how naive I was when I was reading it yesterday. And I was sitting alone here in the office in my chair, and I just burst out laughing. I thought that was so funny. But sometimes I have a weird sense of humor, too. But what's going on in the financial world? We have been looking at so much going on with the hurricane and everything else, but...
The tragedies, and you know, and you're right in your opening, that affects us all, and we do need to, you know, get on our knees, and because this, you know, there's other storms that are brewing, and they could also be turned into hurricanes at a time when, you know, we just experience this devastation. So we need protection, and there's only one place I really know where to go for protection, and that's up. So, so thank you for reminding everyone that this needs, we need to come together. And it is great to see people come together at a time where, you know, from Charlottesville and, you know, where they've tried to divide everything, and now it doesn't matter. It's just like we're here to help. And and we've mentioned it before. This is what America is all about. This is the picture of America coming together.
It is, and I have tweeted that out several times, and there's some other pictures and videos that other people are tweeting as well. And this is what America, this is who we are. What's being portrayed with these riots and so-called peaceful protests, that's not who we are.
Such a small fraction.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't see anybody asking anyone else what their political opinions were before they rescued them or accepted a rescue. I didn't see any of that going on.
And I didn't see anybody say, oh, you're of a different color, so we're not going to rescue you. And so, you know, and you know what? I think the majority of, I'd like to think the majority of Americans know that. And it just seems like the mainstream media can't get it together. And but yet, you look at MSNBC, they have some of the top rating, you know, number one programs now that are being watched and so forth. And
I guess people like angry, you know. I have many of my listeners will write me, and they say that it's a breath of fresh air, you know, that they like my calming and soothing voice. Of course, my children, when I tell them that, they just kind of roll their eyes around. They didn't seem to think Mom was real calming in the days I was raising them. But it seems like people like that diversity. They like that that fighting and that yelling and screaming and the bickering. And you know, I kind of like to bring it down to, let's focus on what we really need to be tunneling and focusing on. And, you know, it's...
Well, I hate to say it, Beth, but that's part of entertainment.
Well, I know.
You know, and people do... No, and I'm not condoning it at all. I don't think a news program should be entertaining. When I turn on the news, I don't want to be entertained. I want the news.
You want the news. You want the truth.
I want the news. I don't want people's opinions. I want the news, what is happening.
Or them to tell you what your opinion should be.
Yes, and people love tension. Mm. They do like that. It's almost kind of like the stock market. There's only two things that, you know, move the stock markets in gold. It's fear and greed. And, you know, some of these, and so these news outlets anymore, these mainstream media programs anymore, it is about entertainment.
It is about entertainment. I think that started perhaps with those morning talk shows, news talk shows that that did the entertainment, even brought entertaining groups on there. And, that, you know, it wasn't that I hated those. I kind of watched them until they got a little bit far out there, and I thought, I'm not watching them anymore. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, as well as a co-host on Power Talks that we do prior to this show. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's in her office, or right here right now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, before we continue, you said something in the first part of the show about you know where your help comes from and you look above. I wanted to just share a little scripture. Well, it's actually a song, but it's actually from Psalms 121, 1 through 2. And I sing this song periodically. It's one that people will request. It's called Total Praise. It was actually done by Michael W. Smith. But the words in it reminded me of what you said, and that's what the American people need to be doing today, is looking to God. It says, Lord, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in time of the storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total praise to you. You are the source of my strength, and you are the strength of my life. Now, that is the lyrics of the song, and the first couple of lines, and that is actually taken out of Psalms 121, 1 through 2. And when you said that, I just needed to share that, because I think our listeners right now, they need to know that there is help coming. We just have to get on our knees and turn to Him, and there is help coming. And our brothers and sisters in Texas and Louisiana, they need us. They need us on our knees for them. You know, we talk about standing in the gap in my church, standing in the gap, praying for others who can't. These people are so beaten right now. They may be too exhausted to pray. We need to stand in the gap for them and help them and lift them up. Okay, done having church. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, and I'm so glad that you did. I mean, that these people are in shock, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Also. Absolutely. You know, they're totally in shock.
Yes, yes. And thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And something, I don't know how to segue into this from that, Beth.
Sorry about that. Let's get back on the economy.
I mean, there just isn't anything that I can go into.
I should have saved it for the final segment, I guess.
But something that is, you know, certainly up, but, you know, is GDP. They came out with the revised second quarter GDP, and they say it is 3.0%. And we have heard promises of a 3.0% GDP. Now, granted, this is for the second quarter, but, you know, we had promises of 3.0% GDP. I saw a headline while I was waiting to come on air with you, and Warren Buffett, which I'm no fan of Warren Buffett, he says, does this feel like a 3% GDP? And I think most of the listeners across this country are going to say, well, it doesn't seem like a 3.0% GDP. But they did revise that for the second quarter. This was released by the Commerce Department today. This is the second estimate on the GDP. They can revise it three times, you know, and that just always baffled me. It's like government can't do any better. They can't get it right the first time. They need three times to revise something. That's another program. But most of the increase, the upward revision from the 2.6% that was reported last month reflected consumer spending. Growth last quarter was the strongest since the first quarter of 2015 and followed a 1.2% pace in the January to March period. Economists polled by Reuters had expected the second quarter GDP growth would be raised to a 2.7%. So even economists that get tons of money, government economists that get tons of money, and none of them are always surprised or the unexpected. And that's because the numbers are fake. That's why they're surprised, because they don't support what they should support. Let's see, consumer spending, which makes up about two-thirds or more than two-thirds of the U.S. economy, grew at a 3.3%. This is the fastest in a year. That was revised up from the 2.8% reported in July. But stronger consumer spending is coming at the expense of saving. And we also have sluggish wage gains. The saving rate slipped to 3.7% from 3.9%. The second quarter saving rate was reportedly 3.8%. So people are spending their savings. It's not their wages. It's not great jobs. It's not, you know, the economy is doing so good that it's trickling down and people have extra disposable income. They're taking it from their savings. Households can't continue to rely on their savings to fund their consumption. So I think once they hit their savings, that means their credit cards are probably already maxed out. Because they want to, you know, they probably used all their credit cards, and we have over $1 trillion in revolving credit. So now they're hitting their savings, is my thoughts. Businesses, they help to carry the economy in the second quarter. This is what I spoke about before, where you had the promises of tax reform, when you have the promises of infrastructure, investments. Now you have businesses that are going out there based on this, and I think they're spending the money on equipment, and that jumped at a rate of 8.8%, and that's the fastest in nearly 2 years. So housing was a drag on growth in the last quarter, with investment on home building contracting at about 6.5%. So, you know, you tell me, with those numbers on savings that people are using their spending or using their savings to finance their consumption, and businesses spending on the idea that we're going to have these changes, and housing is declining. Tell me that's a 3% mm-hmm. GDP.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And
know,
I'll,
it's not
like
a
that
true
old commercial, one. Like that old commercial used to be, and I'll eat my hat.
What commercial was that? I do kind of remember. What were they?
Remember that?
I do remember the eat my hat part, but I. You know, Ron Paul came out earlier. It was on Monday, actually the eclipse day, and I saved this, and I didn't tell you that I had it. But he was talking about a 50% stock market plunge, that he thinks that that's what's going to happen. Of course, you and I have talked a little bit about that. The stock market is just, it's just futures. They're just trying to perceive what's going to happen. They don't really know what's going to happen. It's based on, what did you call it, based on... okay, I can't think of the word. You know, the people having confidence in what's going to happen. We know that it's... Go ahead.
Everybody knows that this market is not sustainable.
No.
Everybody knows that we're going to have a major turnaround. Everybody knows. I mean, people, the financial planners, I said this yesterday, financial planners, you have everyone in government. Mr. Trump, during his campaign, he was talking about the stock markets being a bubble 2 years ago, a year ago. How has that all changed?
Hmm.
It's not a great economy. You know, the reason that the job numbers are improving is because people are taking two jobs, you know, to make ends meet. And they're all part-time jobs.
Yes.
They're low wages. I think the reason we had a strong second quarter is maybe at the end it could have finished up. You know, I mean, yeah, you're heading into summer, you're heading into vacations and so forth, and, you know, depending on, you know, how the cutoffs and so forth. But, so there's just not enough good news or true news, or true numbers, to support the GDP growth of 3% for the second quarter. And if they're going to revise it again, I'll guarantee you there'll be a 3.1.
You know, it's they've been juggling numbers in front of the American people for a long time, and I think when they do the jobs report, I believe some of that juggling started back in the Clinton administration, and it's been continued. It's been continued through every administration, where when they come out with the jobs reports, those numbers are not, they're not accurate. They're not truth and accuracy. And well, I hear the music. We are going to be going into a break here. But I want to talk about the economy, and I'm kind of springing this on you, Melody, so you can look something up during the break. But what jobs are going to come to be now? What is going to happen with the economy when the waters settle and recede in Texas and in Louisiana? Because I'm looking at the needs of these people that are going to be there, and what's going to happen when America has to step up and we have to rebuild homes, we have to supply automobiles, infrastructure, and all that. Is that going to affect the economy? We're going and jobs. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of this show. And I want you to write this down, the number for her office to do business with her, to buy and sell and trade with gold and silver is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. If you have a question, you can call right here, right now, because that's where she's at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visit her website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. They have a newsletter there, and I think you said it's coming out today? Or was that yesterday?
No, it comes out on Mondays.
Mondays. Okay, it comes out Monday. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you told me that Monday, and I was thinking today. I don't know where it was. But anyway, my mind's a little bit scattered. I'm trying to look forward as to what's going to happen now since this hurricane. The devastation is going to be something that is unreal when the water recedes, of the deaths that we don't know about yet. Other things that are going to, you talked about the infrastructure. We have discussed that a little bit. We had mentioned in the other show about the automobiles, that they expect to be at least a 500,000 flooded cars that are going to be piled up in the scrap yards. That's a lot of cars. That's a lot of vehicles. That is going to be a need for these people. Obviously, they're not going to have the resources for that right away, but that's going to be a need, in, whether it's used cars, people stepping up and loaning them cars, giving them cars, purchasing them cars, housing, furniture, everything that's going to be needed for these families. Do you see that affecting the economy and jobs in the future here in the United States at all?
You know what, you could, but you're also going to have a lot of rebuilding going on also. So,
well, it takes construction workers to do that.
That's correct, you know, and the products and so forth. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of rebuilding. I think a lot of the true infrastructure will be, you know, certainly the federal government will help, but you also have huge oil companies, refineries, and so forth. They're going to make sure, you know, they go online and try to get the business section of the corporate section of Houston up and running, you know, sooner than later. The surrounding areas, you're going to have a lot of, you know, when we talk about people and how it's going to affect them. And, yes, you could see this filter down through the economy. When we're talking about a 500,000 flooded cars, I think it was during Hurricane Sandy, they had about 250,000 vehicles were estimated that were scrapped. Now we're looking at 500,000 because, you know, a lot of people in Jersey and New York don't even have cars. So Houston, you probably, in that surrounding area, everybody, every household probably has two or three. So I think that's why you're beginning to see a little bit more of the bigger numbers. So you're going to find some in the scrap pile. You're going to find some that will be cleaned up and resold. And the trouble with that, you're going to have a lot of vehicles often where the new buyer doesn't realize that they're buying a salvage car or a truck. That's supposed to be illegal, but they get them licensed in and out of states, and, you know, they bring it back and sell them as a used vehicle.
I remember that being an issue after Katrina. But what my real question was is the jobs it's going to provide, even if it's the business districts, you know, the big companies, big corporations, they rebuild that. They still have to have construction workers. They still have to have, you know, technical workers. They still have to have all these things. And the jobs that have to be done to rebuild after this, whether it's homes, whether it's businesses, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's the electric company coming in there. I mean, they don't have the manpower to do it now, so they're going to have to be hiring, is what my mind is thinking. So perhaps the jobs will.
They're going to have to be hiring. Yeah, they're going to have to be hiring, and you're going to see jobs up, but it will be a temporary.
Right.
And how soon are we going to see an impact of jobs being, you know, actually created? You're going to have, I mean, that's one thing that we haven't seen. They haven't showed us strip malls.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't showed us storefronts. We have no idea at this point in time, you know, how many of those businesses will be closing. So with the loss of those jobs, are they going to be just offset with the newly created ones, and it really just gives you zeros out of balance,
right.
You know? So, I mean, we really just don't know, but I think a lot of the things that we see here in the future as far as the economy and so forth will be temporary, and it might cover up a lot of things. But on the other hand, we're a nation of debt.
Yes.
How much money can the government actually provide, you know, these communities? And what about the individual? The auto industry already has a problem with defaulting loans. We've had low interest rates. We've had low employment. We've had loosened lending standards. And then you have the manufacturers and auto dealers who come out with greater and better new car sales incentives. Americans are now spending more on their cars, but they're less out of pocket because they're taking on more debt that they can't afford. You have leasings. That's up for automobiles. excuse me, leasing or loans now finance almost 90% of retail car sales in the United States.
You know,
we have subprime auto loan default rates that are matching those seen just before the 2000 and 2009 recession. People are going to have to pay those loans off before they can get a new car. How much money do you think they're going to get for a flooded vehicle? So it's not like they can trade. It's not like they can, you know, so they're going to have to deal with those loans that they have with these, with their cars before they can get a new one. So again, it's money out of their pockets. And I just read the GDP where the savings rate is down. So they're already maxed out on their credit cards and using their savings to finance their consumption. So again, they're put in a position, and this is, we're just talking about their automobiles. Now let's go to their homes.
All right.
You know, the majority of these people didn't have flood insurance.
No, they had no reason to, did they?
they didn't live in flood zones. They didn't live in a in a federal flood insurance program zone. I don't live in a flood zone, but I carry flood insurance because I live around water. I mean, that only makes sense. You know, you can't say that it's never going to happen. But a lot of people, maybe one in four of the homeowners, actually selects the National Flood Insurance Program. And this is from the CEO of Farmers. And home insurance, it doesn't protect you from flooding. So,
no, it doesn't. We've had a little issue in some parts of this little town where we were getting flooding because of some building that went on up at the top of the hill. And they didn't take the right precautions and what they needed to do to keep that water from rushing down the hill. And so those at the bottom of the hill are getting flooded when they really shouldn't be. And it's been a big issue here. So they can't even get insurance right now because it's happened twice in 2 years or three times in 2.5 years, something like that. So, you know, it's devastating when these things happen and even temporary jobs are better than no jobs, but it's still a temporary thing. And that was what my thought was. It will have construction workers. It will have laborers. It will have to come in.
That won't even come close to helping the people rebuild their homes.
I know that.
During the Council of Texas, only about 20% of homeowners had flood insurance.
Yeah, my thought was we will have some jobs come out of that, even though they'll be temporary. And that was my question was, would it affect the economy? And you answered it. You said, no, not really. I can't believe we're almost done. We're heading into the final segment of the show. I do want to mention a couple of things that are positive, and I have to do a correction from yesterday. And Melody will have something to share with us. We're going to just turn it over to her in the last segment of the show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. 375-4188 is the number to call, or 877-895-5410 to visit with us right here, right now. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC freetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's the sponsor of the show. I'm giving you her number in the office so you can call her after the show at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And her website is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. If you have a question, you can visit with her right now at 877-895-5410. Before we continue, Melody, I need to tell my listeners, as I reported yesterday, that the Lakewood church, that is Joel Osteen's church, it's a mega church, great big huge church, that they were not taking in the victims. They are now. They have now opened up their doors to the victims. They also had some water in the basement, and apparently that was part of the reason. However, that's not what Mr. Osteen was saying when he was on Twitter. However, they have opened up now, and they are going to take in a couple hundred people in that church, if at all possible. They have opened up the doors now. So I wanted to make that clear. I got in a little bit of trouble over that. They said I was giving false news, but it wasn't. I had it on several different news sources that said he was not. In fact, I was following his Twitter feed that said he did not have it open. But now they do. So I wanted to get that clear. Going back to the hurricane for just a few quick seconds here, I want to give some good news. We have some help coming in. The Houston Astros have, they're going to donate the profit, which should be about $1 million, I think, off of their game that's coming up between the Texas Rangers. And also Israel is sending aid to the flooded, battered Texas and hopefully Louisiana. Louisiana just gets mentioned, and they have got some devastation there as well. So I wanted to throw that out there. And I'm going to kind of turn this segment over to you, Melody, because I know that you always have some good news and some ideas. You know, we think of preparedness. There's no way that the people of Texas and Louisiana could have prepared for the devastation that they have. But we can prepare financially, and there are things that we can do. And, you know, most of us will never go through something like that, even though we will all experience some kind of tragedy in our lives. Most of us will never go through something of the magnitude that these folks are going through right now. But we can prepare, and we need to take control of our own finances. So I want you to speak to the listeners on that.
Hello?
Yes, right here. Are you there? I think we got some problems with the phone.
I hear you now.
Okay.
I didn't hear you there for a while.
We're going to get Melody back. I don't know what's going on with
the
phone.
Can you hear me?
Sometimes that stuff just happens. Oh, she's there. She is. We thought we'd lost
you. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Did you hear anything that I said?
No, I did.
Well, I just
turned a little bit of a gap, but
okay. I turned this segment over to you because I wanted you to help my listeners get prepared financially.
You know, the one thing about Houston is we think about it can't happen to us. You know, and it can. And I think it's the same thing financially. You know, we look to see so many countries that you know have just really gone into the deep. You know, have debt problems, they default on their currencies, but no one thinks it can happen here in the United States. And I do believe it's going to happen here in the United States. And I do believe people will lose 50 to 70% of their retirement accounts, their IRAs, their 401s and so forth, their savings. I do believe they will lose that amount. And we just don't know when. I mean, we just can't carry the amount of debt that we have. And again, it doesn't show that there's any way that we can really rein in the spending. Because once you're on this path, the only thing that's ever gotten us out of all the recessions that we have is buy more debt. And that's the path that they've chosen. And the only thing they can keep us going is by creating more debt. So the good news is by the more debt that they create, the higher gold and silver prices are going to go. I was extremely pleased that we got gold over $1,300. It has closed up there 2 days in a row. And this week we're heading into a 3-day weekend. So, you know, there's always pressure on gold. They always try to keep the paper market strong, and they'll put pressure on gold because while everyone is enjoying their 3-day weekend, everybody knows that people talk about their investments. And so that has been the theme for the last 25 years that I've been doing this. So again, gold and silver is a great way to preserve your wealth through the difficult times that we face and the unexpected. Mm-hmm. That's what it's there for, the unexpected. You know, I mean, if things happen tomorrow, I mean, we're expecting a reset of the currency. We're not expecting it to happen tomorrow. But what if it did happen tomorrow? Are you prepared? And people look to gold and silver just as a way to trade, as a way to spend, as a way to, you know, buy something. So they don't look at it as a way to preserve your purchasing power. It preserves your savings. So you want to get out of that paper savings and get into gold, put it into gold. And we have a little package today. And you know, 90% silver, I think, is one of the best things that you can have in your portfolio. My special includes a $25 face value of 90% silver, but you can buy full bags. You can buy $1,000 face value of 90% silver. These specials that I provide are just to get you started and to get you off the fence if that's where you're seated, to get you involved into gold and silver. So I have a $25 face value of 90% silver. You're only paying 50 cents over spot for your silver. So it's a very cost-effective way to buy 90% silver. It wasn't that long ago, a year or two ago, where the premiums were $3 and $4 over spot for the 90% silver. Mm-hmm. So it's back down to a point where it's very cost-effective to buy 90% silver, and we have a little piece of gold in there, the 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle. I've done this special before on this program.
Yes, you
and
have.
And 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle, $25 face value, 90% silver. It includes your shipping costs, $495.
Awesome.
I think when we get back from the Labor Day weekend, I think you're going to see things heat up very rapidly. There's just too many things out there, and something's going to come home to roost, whether it be North Korea, whether it be the debt ceiling, you know, the infrastructure spending, the tax cuts. Where are they going to get the revenue for the tax cuts? You may as well put that on the burner for next year. So.
You know, and I have seen, we're just about out of time, and I have seen little teasers out there that the federal government is making plans to take a little bit of those savings that you've got in your 401ks, but they cannot take your gold and your silver, so you need to invest in that. That is secure. Thank you, Melody. We are out of time.
You.
The music is going again. Thank you so much. You have a great afternoon. I know you've got
you
another
too.
Show this afternoon, so good
and
luck
you.
With that. Break a leg. Yes, thank you. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a good friend and a sponsor of this show. We need you to step up, help yourself financially by using her and taking advantage of what she has. Maybe this package isn't what you want, but give her a call at 1-800-375-4188, and she will help you figure out what it is you need to put in your portfolio. Working together, America working together. We're seeing that in Texas. We're seeing that in Louisiana. And we're seeing that across the board, because that's who we are, Americans, bringing America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.